Hey everyone, welcome back to another 31-minute podcast. This is a solo podcast. You got to leave nothing in the tank. If you want something enough, you go after it. But it's going to come if you stay consistent enough and keep moving down the path. But here's the thing, consistency is one thing, but going deeper is another. You got to leave nothing in the tank. That's your requirement every day. Believe it or not, you can do more. You can do more than you think you can. When you're in the gym, you watch your mind. Your mind will say, stop, stop, that's enough. But your body's got plenty left in it. And if you look at the reason people achieve the top 1% of what they do or the goals that they really want, they just separate themselves so much, you know those people. There's a handful of people in any industry, in any sport, in any profession that just stand out more. It's because they've left nothing in the tank day after day after day after day for years. Not just a bit, for years. The 10,000 hour rule, 10,000 hours doing anything, you become an expert. I understand that. But how many hours a day are you prepared to do? The only reason I've done well at real estate is I prospected 10 times more than everybody else, probably more than that. All I did was went deeper and deeper and deeper in the things that were going to create momentum. It's so easy to look at your day and go, yep, I can do this here, I can do that there and do that there, and that's a reasonable day. Reasonable doesn't cut it. Phenomenal, nothing left in the tank cuts it. That should be your new measure. Even as much as in the night you can watch TV, or you can push yourself a little bit further doing something that's going to increase your frequency. It's a choice. Sure, watching TV, people might say that's relaxing and all of this stuff, but you only have so much time in the day. You only get 15 hours a day, whatever it is. Like, I like to sleep about 8 to 9 hours, a really good sleep, fill my tanks up. I know I talk about it a lot, but it's the number one factor. If you don't have great sleep, you're not going to perform very well. You are not going to perform at your best. How are you supposed to leave nothing in the tank? Because you've got nothing in the tank to begin with. So when you sleep, that is a micro view of how you're going to perform the next day. If you've got problems with your sleep, I would start there. I would look at why. I'd really start talking to people who know what they're talking about, how they can help you, what your body's doing. It's all linked together. It's not just get up and work hard. You can't do that if you're not feeling amazing. Sleep first. What's your optimum level of sleep? What do you need to do? What time do you have to stop eating? Even stopping eating at a certain time, 6:30. If I can stop at 6:30 or before, I know I'm going to get a good night's sleep, provided I do a few other things. What's your wind down routine to get your body indicators going that you are going to sleep soon? You can't go from TikTok extraordinaire, video games, binge, TV, adrenaline into bed and expect you're going to get a good night's sleep. It just doesn't work like that. Your body is a machine that needs markers to say, this is what's coming up next, this is what's coming up next, this is what's coming up next. And when you're serious about it, and this message is for the people that are really serious about finding out what they're capable of in life. Some people couldn't care less about this message. I do. Because I can see that time's moving forward, and it's how you move forward with it that will be the quality of your life. It'll be the design of your life. You're designing it each day. That's how important this is. So if your sleep is not 10 out of 10, start working on it. Go deeper, not wider. You don't want to go wide and shallow. You want to go deep. You want to go deep and down, as far down as you can on a topic that's going to improve your life. So then what do you do when you wake up? You want to wake up at optimum levels of energy. That's how important it is. You charge your phone at night, you've got to charge your body properly. And then I've bought a sleep mask recently. I put the air conditioning on. I'm going to get a bed temperature controller. I'm serious about this stuff because I can see if I'm feeling 10 out of 10 when I wake up, the chances of the day being a 10 out of 10 is almost guaranteed. Then what do you do with the next window of time? So the days are broken up for me in windows of time, and I'm going to leave nothing in the tank. So I consult with people that know what they're talking about. What does my diet need to be, and when do I start eating, and what do I start eating? Whether it's the pods or the Tommy meal plan or all of this, I just follow step by step. It's like painting by numbers now. Anyone can paint an amazing picture if they know what color to put in the numbers. That's how I see my life. I don't have the knowledge, but I'm learning it, and I'm finding people that have the knowledge, and I'm saying, hey, can you help me out? What are my bloods saying, and what do I need? What am I deficient in? Because if you don't know what you're deficient in, how do you know what to eat? How do you know what stuff you need to put in your body to get it firing at optimum if you don't even know what you're deficient in? What's your gene test say that you can absorb and can't absorb? Some people might not be able to absorb B12, and some people might be. So what's the point of taking vitamins if you don't even know if they're good for your body? And your microbiome test, what's your bacteria doing in your body? How is it performing? What levels is it at the moment? And how do you improve it? I've turned all mine around because now I know what they are, and I know what I need to do to get them working at optimum. And if that's working at optimum, then you can work at the same. You almost mirror it. Then you apply the hard work after that. So your mornings, how are you going to kickstart your mornings in the way that you leave nothing in the tank for that window of time? Whether it's 20 minutes or 2 hours, what does that morning window look like for you? And what's a non-negotiable, consistent commitment you're going to make to get the fire going for the day? And I mean the fire raging like an inferno. So you step out the front door and you're ready to take on the world. Doesn't mean everything's going to go perfect, but you're moving at such a rate that those things sort of bounce off of you. At work, now what are you prepared to do? If you're in sales like me, how much did you actually prospect yesterday? And the day before, and the week before, and the month before? Salespeople are nothing more than prospectors. That's what they are. And most people in my industry don't prospect enough. But that's how you build a phenomenal business. You know why? Because it's no different than in a gym when your mind says, you don't need to do it. Stop. Don't worry about it. It's hurting a little bit. That's the same as what I do in business. Actually, any business person should be prospecting the majority of the day. Not sending emails to people. Not just running around putting out little fires here or there. That's not going to build your business. That's taking care of your business along the way. You need to build the business for tomorrow. The question is, how much are you going to leave nothing in the tank for the day, and what's your daily requirement? Because if you don't know the daily requirement to go and generate new business for yourself, what are you shooting at? It's a bit like taking vitamins and you don't even know what your body needs. It's the same thing. So is that 20 new prospecting calls a day? Is it 10? What are you able to do? And here's the thing. You're going to pick a number that you think is achievable. I'm going to tell you something. You can do more than that if you really want to. And then the compounding of that over time is where you're going to explode. But you don't just prospect on a Monday and then don't do it again for 2 more weeks. You're not building any momentum. What are you going to eat during the day? How are you going to nurture this machine to perform at optimum levels, not have a crash at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because that's when society says, oh, most people just crash at 2 in the afternoon. I don't anymore. I used to. I don't anymore. So what am I prepared to do that? Deep. How did I go deep before? I gave up caffeine. I never drank coffee, but I drank energy drinks. I gave up pre-workouts. I gave up alcohol. I want to run at a cruising altitude in the day with my energy. That's the commitment that I made, and that's the price I'm willing to pay. I've got to think abundant thoughts. I've got to think things that are big and exciting, and where am I going? Not the problem that I had yesterday and bring that with me, not at all. And then energy management. What are you prepared to do to manage your frequency so it stays at an altitude that's like way above the clouds, not in the stormy clouds, way above the clouds? That takes time to practice. Are you prepared to practice that? Are you prepared to practice your emotional and energy management each day? And how do you practice it? When things disappoint you, you can't dwell there. You've got to move on from it and learn the art of resilience. Learn the art of focusing on what you want, even when things happen that you don't want. Not easy to do. But if you do that enough times, you're going to get good at it. The 10,000 hour rule. You're going to get good at it. But we think when things are going good, that's the time to manage your energy. Sort of, but not really. It's when things punch you in the face, that's the time to say, okay, let me manage my energy right now. I want to become an energy master at this, and put that in your day as well. Not wide and shallow. You want to go deep. You want to go specific and deep. So what does that mean? Wide and shallow is I'll just feel good when things are going good. Deep, specific and deep is, no, I want to make myself or learn the art of feeling good even when things aren't that great. Because if you can do that, your life's going to start to change. It's going to start to change. And then at the end of the day, are you prepared to do a workout? I do cardio in the morning and then I do gym workout in the afternoon. Why? Because if you don't use it, you lose it. It's so easy to get to 4 o'clock in the afternoon and think, oh, I've had a busy day. I don't really want to fit the gym in for 45 minutes. Think about it. 45 minutes, that's not a lot to ask to get in there and give it your all. And then I think that's what I do in the gym is really measure how deep am I going with this. Because going to failure, whether you're a woman that's 16 years old or you're a man that's 72 years old, go to failure on each exercise and see how you really push yourself. And I'm talking about squeeze the lemon so hard that when your brain's telling you to stop, 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 it's hurting, do three more. Do three more. That's leaving nothing in the tank. That's when you can see how much you are really pushing yourself beyond that barrier of, oh, it's comfortable here. I just think I'll stop here. A lot of people just stop there. I'll have a couple of beers at night because it makes me feel comfortable and good. Comfortable and good. What's the price of that? What's the price of that? Your frequency won't be the same tomorrow. Your sleep will be affected. It all links together, the whole lot. That's why at night I have a landing routine, a nighttime routine that says to my body, we're getting ready for bed in a couple of hours. I only eat two big meals now during the day, one in the morning, one at lunchtime. And then I have two high-quality, natural protein shakes from Tommy either side of those. I don't need much more food than that now. I've learned where it regulates my body, where it keeps my weight at a good size, it keeps my energy sort of level through the day, not this binging of stuff that my body's got to process. It's all whole foods. It's all natural foods. It's all really good for you. So if I'm committed to doing that, and I just won't eat out now because the foods aren't good. So my body's got to process that, and I don't want to put, you know, rope around my legs and try and run a race. I want to run a race with full force, with highly toned workings, muscles of my body that are like are being built to endure or sprint or run or perform every day. Think about it. You've got to perform every day. If I'm alive for another 40 years, every day for the next 40 years, I want to run at optimum. I've got to leave nothing in the tank every day because time's moving on. But it is for everybody. If I knew this message at 25 years old, whoa, imagine where I'd be today. Took me to 50 to learn it properly and then have the discipline to execute it, the discipline to say no, the discipline to say, I want to wake up tomorrow morning feeling not just great, phenomenal plus. That's where I want to operate all the time. So what am I prepared to say no to do that? I'm prepared to say no to a lot of things. Might be boring, but I can tell you, success is made up by a whole lot of boring things over and over and over and over again. But you get to a point down the track where you go, wow, look at that. phenomenal. Got so much momentum now. I feel amazing. Feel fantastic. But you've had to pay the price up front. So I reckon the things that aren't in line with optimum, there's a cost to that. And the cost is energy. The cost is mindset. It's frequency. It's momentum. That's a big price to pay, even for one day. But the price you pay up front by leaving nothing in the tank every day and making choices that are in line with your future optimum self, your life will explode. It will be beyond what you can imagine. Doesn't look like it happens for a while. It takes time. It just is over and over and over. It feels like you're getting nowhere sometimes. Going to exercise, eating the healthy meal, taking the protein shake, saying no to alcohol, saying no to caffeine, making sleep your priority, being home more than you are out, all of these sorts of things, making prospecting calls to no one who really wants to do business with you over and over and over again, writing thank you cards, building the business, building the business, building the business by things that look like it's going nowhere. But at some point, this critical zone happens. You meet your future self somewhere down the line, might be a year, two or three. And then all of a sudden, boom, you are a new, improved version of yourself. Then life becomes magical. You can do more than you think you can. Every time you want to stop from this point onwards, do one more. Do three more. Just push yourself. But don't do it at the cost of your energy. When your energy isn't right, you need to fix your energy first. It takes time, but understand what that is. Get your body firing like nothing else. Get your sleep really, 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 really good. When your motor is running so fast inside and the fire is burning like a raging inferno, push yourself so hard that you leave nothing in the tank every day. You get to the end of the day and said, that was a 10 out of 10 day and my energy is still phenomenal at 7 o'clock at night and I just know I need to go to bed, but I'm so excited because of what I'm doing now. I'm building myself one day at a time. I'm building my future one day at a time. I'm building the most successful version of me one day at a time because now I'm right on track. I've got the info that I need now. I just need to execute and execute and execute and execute and do all those things other people aren't prepared to do. Then your life will explode. Things will become beyond what you can think about right now and you will meet your future successful self and you'll be like, yes, now let's get started. Then your life will start. A whole new version of life will start and it will become so phenomenal. You'll think, why didn't I do it earlier?